Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Excuse me. I had to do some late night filming in the very cool temperatures. The bad part is I used to laugh at this kind of stuff when I was a younger man. Oh well. The UVA shooting is making a lot of headlines right about now. It already has its own Wikipedia page. It is a major topic of discussion in political circles. Some are calling for gun control and other legislative efforts to try to prevent this from happening again. Okay, I get it. I know that you think there's a way, you think that there's some magic button you can push, and this doesn't happen again. I understand. But it's always funny to me how mass murder is apparently only bad if you use a gun. And people may say otherwise, but the UVA murders are getting a whole boatload of attention, but another mass murder from the same day isn't. New details have emerged in the mysterious slaying of four college students in Idaho over the weekend. Police in Moscow, Idaho, said they received a call just before noon on Sunday about an unconscious person in a King Road residence just south of the campus of the University of Idaho. When police arrived, they found the bodies of four dead students. Those students have now been identified. Madison Mogan, 21, of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Kaylee Goncalves, 21, of Rathdrum, Idaho. Zanna Kernoodle, 20, and Ethan Chapin, 20. Kernoodle, excuse me. So, why isn't this getting the same kind of attention? Four people brutally murdered, and that's the kind of thing that will cause nightmares in responding officers years from now. And this is big news. This is like, you know, they make movies about this kind of stuff, but it isn't getting the same attention as UVA. And I have a theory. Regardless of where the students were from, all of them were brutally attacked with an edged weapon such as a knife, according to police in a press release on Tuesday. And though a murder weapon has not been recovered, police said that stab wounds on the victims indicate that such a weapon was used in the attack, which likely occurred early Sunday morning, perhaps around 3 or 4 a.m. So, because the weapon used was a knife, it seems this murder just isn't that big a deal for most folks. It's a horrifying story, but a local one, not a national news item, with political implications. We're not going to see leaders demand knife control. We're not going to see leaders demand car control. Because by now you've seen this thing where, a bunch of L.A. County sheriff's deputies or, recruits, they are obviously in the police academy, they're out on their morning run, and they got plowed into by a vehicle that apparently accelerated. So we're not going to have car control. We're not hearing the anti-knife crusaders and the anti-car crusaders talking about how if we just had one more law, we could have prevented these horrific murders. We have none of this. And that's because no opportunity to advance a hoplophobic agenda. There's no reason for the media to turn these senseless murders into a political issue. It's a crime. A horrific crime. But still just a crime. So we don't get the wall-to-wall coverage. We don't get political creatures spouting off on just how we could prevent these kinds of things. There's no reference to our knife crime rate in relation to that of our European nations, though ours is much higher. None of that. These kids were murdered so brutally that I don't even want to think about what they must have gone through. I'm against any sort of innocent life being hurt, because people who are not prepared for violence are always innocent. You lose your innocence once you start preparing for violence. And here we had four very young people snuffed out by a man with a knife. And our media all but ignores this so they can advance another mass murder story and push their narrative even further. And yet these Idaho murders also show that evil people will kill no matter what. And banning a gun is not going to make the evil go away. But just for the sake of argument, let's take a look at some things. The UVA shooting made headlines. And, of course, is causing discussion. And it's unsurprising that many, including the president, are jumping on this as an opportunity to push their favorite gun control policy. But in a move that's unsurprising to pretty much everyone who doesn't have their head buried in the sand, it just seems that gun control simply failed, as it will over and over and over again. Mr. Jones purchased two firearms from a sporting goods store in the Petersburg, Virginia area earlier this year, but it remains unclear whether either of them was used in the shooting. Store owner said in an email to the Progress Index, a member of the USA Today network, that Jones tried to purchase weapons on two other occasions, once in 2018 and again last year. He failed both background checks and did not obtain the weapons. But then he bought the firearms in separate purchases, said Marlon Dance, owner of Dance's Sporting Goods in Colonial Heights. According to Dance's records, Jones purchased a Ruger AR-556 rifle and a Glock pistol with an additional magazine. He bought the rifle on February 19th and bought the pistol on July the 8th, and he passed both background checks. Dan said Jones failed the background check trying to buy a handgun on December 31st, 2018 because he was under 21. He failed a check last year because he was facing a felony charge of failing to stop for an accident in which he was involved. He ultimately entered a plea of no contest to a charge of not reporting a traffic accident, which was a misdemeanor. So when that happened, he was eligible to purchase guns in Virginia. So the issue here with the UVA shooting clearly isn't a lack of gun control. In fact, existing gun control laws prevented him from buying weapons earlier this year. It wasn't until the charges were reduced to a misdemeanor that he was able to purchase the weapons. And then he went through a criminal background check, and he passed it. So, some are eager to blame the shooting on a lack of gun control, but let's be realistic with this. He had no felony history. I can imagine a few reasons why the charges on the hit and run were reduced, particularly if no one was seriously injured, and it's only a bad thing in hindsight. And had this guy gone on to cure cancer or something, it would look like an amazing move. That's just not happened. So gun control was in place, and it kept him from getting a gun for a time, and after that, there was nothing that would have stopped him from getting one. Further, you need to remember that UVA is a gun-free zone, and he ignored that law just as he did the laws about not shooting people. The laws that were supposed to stop this kind of thing from happening didn't work, and yet there are those who still think the issue is that we don't have enough laws, that police aren't useful, but a law will be. If I could only be that blissfully ignorant of reality. And unfortunately, the shooting happened at UVA. Gun control didn't stop it. And that's the end of that conversation. It isn't about controlling the law-abiding. The law-abiding are going to be fine. This guy had a little bit of a history. He apparently was what we refer to as a troubled youth. And something in him triggered. And I'm sure there'll be other details we find out. But along the way, we need to understand one thing. We should not be against any particular type of violence. We should be against violence, period. Most people are not wired for violence. And that's not necessarily a bad thing that they're not. The only problem is that the people that are predatory find them. Occasionally, they run up against somebody that is wired for violence, and then that's a really bad day for them. But, you know, we need to be against violence. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Out in Oregon, they have passed Measure 114. And they passed it without any sort of means of actually putting it into effect. Which means that in Oregon, there's a chance that all firearm sales will freeze in 3 weeks when this gun control measure takes effect. Now, I don't know, you know, the margin of this passing was like 1.5%. I don't know if this is due to voter apathy, if there's just more people that don't like guns than do in Oregon. I don't know what it is. It's not much of a mandate, but at the same time, it was a very poorly written proposition because they had no means of enforcing it, of putting it into action. This will ban ammunition magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds and mandates the creation of a permit-to-purchase system that includes hands-on firearm training. Now, the 10 rounds thing, that's always a low-hanging fruit for these guys. They're always like, well, if we need to limit magazines to 10 rounds. 10 rounds is still sort of devastating. I don't want to face 10 rounds, but, you know, that's beside the point. But this permit-to-purchase system, well, they haven't put it in, you know, they haven't figured out how they're going to put this into practice. So, Amy Patrick, policy director of Oregon Hunters Association, told Fox News, we're looking at the end of firearm sales in Oregon until this system is put into place. Oregon State Police announced this week that Measure 114 will take effect December the 8th. Let the floodgates open. Because in Oregon right now, they are buying guns like it's like they're candy. Which, of course, is completely... That's the exact opposite of what they were hoping to have happen. And the problem with these propositions, when they put them in place, there's always this lull between passage and implementation to where there is a moment, because it's not going to be illegal to have magazines over 10 rounds. You just won't be able to buy them. And it's not going to be illegal to own guns. It's just after December the 8th, you're going to have this permit. So everything you've got up to December the 7th, up to Pearl Harbor Day, is going to be good to go. So, and I'm sure they'll come back to revisit that later, but I don't even know how they would begin to track that. Fox News asked OSP in an email whether firearm purchases will halt on that date if a permit purchasing system is not in place. Of course, they don't know the answer to that. So they said OSP is working diligently to ensure that the new permit to purchase program will be operational by December 8, 2022. Now, Oregon's 36 counties, only 6 of them out of 36 voted in favor of the measure. At least 5 sheriffs have said they will not enforce part or all of the law when it takes effect, but it's not yet clear how that would work with a permitting system that would likely be permitted at the state level. Numerous outdoor and sportsman groups have expressed opposition to Measure 114, including the National Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and National Shooting Sports Foundation. Keevy Hopkins, the manager of Pacific States and Firearm Policy for Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, said, it's a feel-good measure that only adds new unfunded burdens on local police, correct, eliminates opportunities for recreational activities and hurts conservatism funding, while not making any tangible impact on the real problem, correct. Patrick said gun stores are preparing for the worst-case scenario, telling customers they may have to stop selling firearms next month. I would imagine, though, that right now at this particular moment, places like Magpul are just dumping magazines in there, just dumping them. Get them while you can. Now, in Oregon, this law also means that you cannot go out of state to purchase a firearm either. This attaches itself to you. The only way to get away from the law is to move out of Oregon. You got to change your address. You got to change that zip code. So they're being held hostage by 114 because firearm dealers have to respect the laws of a person's home state. Sort of like anybody in the gun industry. There's like if you go to any place that sells guns or gun accessories, they're going to have a list of states that they can't sell certain things to because they're respecting the law. Federal law forbids gun sales for buyers from outside states in most instances, except for, you know, I haven't tried to buy a long gun out of state in a long time, but I mean, I don't know if I've ever even tried to do that at all, to be honest with you. So they've seen an extreme increase in requests for background checks since before the midterm elections, according to a Facebook post by the agency. And the spike now appears even more dramatic than during the coronavirus pandemic, when Oregon and other states saw record-breaking gun sales. The average FICS background check in 2022 pre-election was 849 per day. And that was pre-election. Post-election, nearly 4,100 per day. Now, proponents of the measure, because they also are looking for the pie in the sky, are hoping it will rein in violent crime, suicides, and accidental shootings in the state. And let me be clear about some things. Accidental shootings, that they're accidents in most cases. Sometimes they happen due to negligence. Sometimes they happen due to other things. But they're accidents. So I don't know how you regulate an accident. Suicide is, you cannot regulate that. You can't regulate suicide. Suicide is when somebody gets out there and for the first moment in their tortured life, they come to a decision and they feel peace for the first time. They have a resolution. And now you got to fight that. You got to make life better than taking the pain away. That's a stiff order. Crime, well, you know, just, you know, look at Portland. There's your problem. All you have to do is look at Portland and figure out why everything happens in Portland. And, I mean, in Portland, they voted overwhelmingly in favor of the measure because shooting incidents have skyrocketed over the past several years. And in 2019, there were 413. In the first 10 months of 2022, there have been 1,100 shootings. So they've decided the way to solve this is instead of going after the criminals and putting the criminals away, they're going to go after the legal firearm owner who doesn't do any of it. I'm sure that will solve all of Oregon's problems. They're going to try to bring suit against this and try to keep, you know, they're looking for an injunction. Because this has been, it's been codified now. It's been voted for. And but the best case scenario they have available now is in the courts. Which means this will be a right held back in the meantime. In the meantime, it'll be the right denied. And that's their best case scenario. And none of this will have any impact on crime or all these shootings or everything else they thought they were solving. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A political stunt. That's what former President Donald Trump is calling Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to determine whether criminal charges should be filed against the former president. The move by Garland is being made in regards to various Justice Department probes against Trump. Meeting with business and labor leaders on Friday, President Biden shares his goals for their discussion on the economy.
Building this progress is not just acting, but it's listening. That's why I'm here today to open to good ideas to continue bringing inflation down and continue creating an economy that works for everyone.
He says he's looking forward to hearing how he can improve going forward. Republicans argue that if Democrats pass more high spending policies, inflation will spike again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Going to the state of Texas, which is the exact opposite of Oregon, there they have a reputation for guns. The holdover from the Old West reputation that permeates so much of the state, even though, it wasn't as rough and tumble in Texas in the Old West towards the turn of the century as it was in Tammany Hall in New York. It was much more violent there in the city. So it's unsurprising that in Texas, that it is a state that allows school districts to permit armed teachers in the classroom. And this has been going on for years. Years. Decades now. And I think 30% of the school districts in Texas allow the teachers to be armed. And this is a really good thing for those 30% because you're not going to hear anything about that happening. So CBS News finally noticed this. And they're concerned about it. So we get this. Since January, 50 people have been killed and 122 injured in at least 152 incidents of gunfire on school grounds across the U.S., and to respond to the threat of such attacks, some districts in at least 29 states that allow it have taken the controversial step of authorizing school staff, other than security guards, to carry firearms on campus. And Texas is one of those states. In the aftermath of the shooting in Uvalde, that killed 19 children and 2 teachers, Texas Republicans have urged schools to arm up and harden the target. But Texas state laws regulating armed staff are allowing school districts to decide for themselves the type and amount of training school staff need to carry guns on campus. According to the Texas Association of School Boards, school districts can grant written permission for anyone, including designated employees, to carry firearms on campus, but the law does not lay out standards for training. The only thing a school employee needs in order to carry a firearm on campus is a license to carry, which requires a background check and a proficiency demonstration. Otherwise, individual districts determine the amount and type of additional requirements, which can include active shooter training courses and psychological evaluations. And it seems that the fact that Texas doesn't have a lot of regulations over how this works is a problem. Well, it hasn't been up to this point, CBS. But let's consider a few things, shall we? Let's look at law enforcement, who used to be the darlings of the left, and now, of course, they're demonized. Law enforcement is bound by, unfortunately, by budgets. And one of the budgets they have to consider is a training budget. When ammunition goes up in price, even at the lower level where they, you know, they're buying in bulk, so when ammunition goes down in price, then that means, or when it goes up in price, that means that their training budget doesn't, so they're not able to train as much. Police officers, with few exceptions, some of these guys get out there and they train all the time. I mean, they're absolutely fanatical about it. They're fanatical about hitting the target. They're out there all determined. They're never going to miss. They want to put all of their shots in something the size of a dime. My guy JT Albrecht, he's been a longtime sheriff's deputy, and he trains all the time. But not everybody does that. That's a personal choice they make. As a profession, it is bound by budget. Civilians aren't. Civilians don't have to buy in bulk. They can buy 1,000 rounds of ammunition, and they can go to the range and practice for 100 rounds at a time. And 100 rounds is plenty of practice if you're practicing good fundamentals. It is not training. It is practice. Now, what's interesting about this take with CBS is right now the left is all up in arms about preemption. They claim that local communities need, they know their own needs better than the state and should be permitted to handle those issues as they see fit. But this apparently doesn't apply to school boards. And that's what gets me about this. Some of these school districts in Texas are so far out there that they're like 40 minutes away from the closest law enforcement. And so, I think like Marburger County, they've been armed since 2007. This has been going on for 15 years. Excuse me. And they have done very well. You haven't heard about anything happening in these school districts. And that and the fact that the breathless concern revolves around a non-issue. We want to believe that a school teacher who we will charge with educating our children, and I know all about what's going on right now, I get it, I understand, but they're teaching our children, but they're not smart enough to be able to figure out how to carry a gun. But we never say this about any other profession. And these plans, that each one of these schools comes up with their own little plan. It's not just that they're handing out guns and saying, okay, this is what we're going to do. They have a plan. They could go to Ohio and get the FASTA program and bring that down there if they wanted to. But in Texas, they've been Army teachers longer than anybody I know about. We don't know how many armed teachers there are in Texas. But what we don't hear about are incidents with them. I don't hear about a teacher getting out there going, hey, look, I brought 3 guns today. Watch me juggle. You don't hear that. For all the fear-mongering among activists and the media about armed teachers, they're remarkably lacking in hard evidence of this being a problem. But they do try. We get this. Despite those efforts to arm teachers, Sonali Rajan, a school violence researcher at Columbia University, says there's no evidence that it makes schools safer. There's no science available at the moment, absolutely none, that shows that arming teachers would either deter gun violence from happening to begin with, nor would it deter or reduce the lethality of a shooting once it was occurring. There is evidence that shows very clearly and very definitively that the increased presence of firearms leads to increased firearm violence and firearm-related harms. Which is that in and of itself is a stupid statement. How are you not going to have violence attributed to a firearm if there aren't any present. And thanks for bringing in the gangbangers on that lady. However, the reason that there's no evidence that it would deter gun violence is because it's deterring gun violence. You guys don't ever go out there and do a survey of the would-be rampage killers going, so why don't you go shoot up a school in Texas where the teachers are armed? Oh, because the teachers are armed. Oh, yeah, okay. But the fact that there's no science available is a pretty good indicator, at least to me, that this is working. We've seen how the science on this stuff is so heavily slanted, it's not even funny. But then that vague argument about the increased presence of firearms leads to increased firearm violence. If this were a legitimate problem, we'd have countless anecdotes of teachers flipping out and shooting people or something, but we don't. What we do have is an occasional incident where no one gets hurt, but does indicate a cause for concern, but they're so scattered and rare they represent a non-issue overall. So they just make claims about guns in general and assume this applies to teachers as well, and this isn't simply not the case. Armed teachers can and will save lives. Just their mere presence is something that a would-be shooter has to take into account. And it is a matter of time before some yahoo decides to wander into one of these places and try to cause a problem. And they're going to get blown out of their socks by an armed teacher. And that will be a good day to see these people contort themselves trying to explain it away, how much of a blip this is on the radar. In fact, It will be a 1,000 batting average, because when that rampage killer does wander in to the wrong place, he will be dealt with so fast and so violently that this will change the whole dynamic about school shootings going into the future. Might become a law to where we have to have armed teachers. Who knows? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we get this. This was a thing that was put together by the Joyce Foundation. You know, the Valerie Jarrett Barack Obama organization. They did a study. And it just got published out of the University of Washington. New research finds that the number of U.S. adult handgun owners carrying a loaded handgun on their person doubled from 2015 to 2019, and that a larger proportion of handgun owners carried handguns in states with less restrictive carry regulations. Now, I want you to pay attention to this, because it's not what they say, it's what they don't say that is the evidence. So, data that came from the 2019 National Firearms Survey, an online survey of U.S. adults living in households with firearms, including nearly 2,400 handgun owners. So this is just a survey. It's not really a... they didn't really do a really broad swath, but they did a fairly decent one. Compared to estimates from prior UW-led research, the new study suggests that in 2019, approximately 16 million adult handgun owners had carried a loaded handgun in their on their person in the past month, up from 9 million in 2015 and 6 million carried every day, twice as many as carried daily in 2015. Now, of course, that is in and of itself incorrect, because there's no way in knowing. Now, this may be in 2019, maybe at that particular time, because now we have the number has got to have doubled again, at the very least, if not tripled, because we got half the country is constitutional carry. And due to Bruin, all of the country now is shall issue, just a few states fighting it, but you know. This was published November 16th in the American Journal of Public Health. It also found that a larger proportion of handgun owners carried handguns in states with less restrictive carry regulations. In these states, approximately one-third of handgun owners reported carrying in the past month, whereas in states with more restrictive regulations, only about one-fifth did. That's surprising. I'm surprised any were able to do it. Between increases in the number of people who own handguns and the number of people who carry every day, there's been a striking increase in handgun carrying in the U.S., said lead author Dr. Ali Rohani Rabar, a professor of epidemiology, and Bartley Dobb, professor for the study and prevention of violence at the University of Washington. Among other findings, I love some of the stuff that they do and say and all this other fun stuff. About 10 handgun owners say they carried a loaded handgun as protection against another person, dwarfing the number who said they carried it as protection against an animal, for example, or for work. Four in five handgun owners were reported carrying were male, three in four were white, and a majority were between the ages of 18 and 44. Now, they need to go to Detroit and do one of these studies. Right now, what they're trying to do now is trying to skew it to being a, you know, this is the white man. The white man is carrying the guns. So, hence, we're the problem. Researchers pointed to some limitations of the study. They were asked if they carried and how often, but not where. It is possible that a person residing in a state with one type of permitting restrictions or none could have carried their handgun in another state with different laws. And it also did not ask whether the respondent carried a handgun openly or concealed. Now, those, of course, are minor details. That's a very minor detail. And while the data are from 2019, researchers say the findings are timely following the Bruin decision that struck down a New York State handgun carrying law. States in general have become less restricted over the years regarding handgun carry. More than 20 do not require permits to carry today, which, you know, that's actually 25. And the differences highlighted in the study suggest that this behavior may be responsive to the types of laws governing carrying that pertain in a state. Rohani Rabar said the Supreme Court ruling has already resulted in some states' loosening of laws related to handgun carrying. In light of that ruling, our study reinforces the importance of studying the implications of handgun carrying for public health and public safety. Now, see, the medical profession, with very few exceptions, is sort of anti-gun. Well, they're not sort of anti-gun. They're completely anti-gun. And, however, what did they not mention in their little study? What did they fail to mention there? They failed to mention any sort of tie to crime. Now, I would have expected them, in the interest of public safety and public health, if they were actually going to get out there and try to tie this together, that they would have done it. And the fact that they did not leads me to wonder if these are not just, they're not common gun grabbers, apparently. Because a gun grabber does a lot of conflation of data. All the time, every time. That's what they're about. But they mention none of that. And that interests me. The other thing that they, with their study, they're not taking into account the different makeups of the different states. Right now, the biggest, largest segment, growing segment of new gun owners are black women. That's because they're also the biggest victim segment. Unless you're a young black male in a gang. But among the non-gang members, they are a very large segment of people that are, seem to be targeted for crime. So they're the ones that are arming up. They're the ones that are arming up. You know, they just had the concealed carry. USCCA put on their annual concealed carry confab. What is it called? A concealed carry expo. And there they interviewed a young lady named Nikita Gordon, who's black. She was working at a Waffle House in Carrollton, Georgia. And she realized that a man who had been watching her inside the restaurant for several hours was now following her across the parking lot. And he said, "I'm going to walk you home." And she said, "I've got nothing on me. All I had was a jacket." So, because all she had was a jacket, she founded something called Cute and Cocky Firearm Accessories and Apparel, where she designed a holster designed to be sewn into the lining of a coat or a jacket. Now, before that instance, she had never held a firearm. Of course, now, and this the particular individual that was following her and talking to her, Later, she found out that this was a registered sex offender. So, Jackson designed a pretty good holster. It has retention. It holds a variety of guns. It's not firearm specific. And, oh, by the way, she's 26 years old, and she is a black entrepreneur. The gun-carrying crowd today is not your stereotypical white male gun show type crowd that is constantly portrayed as who owns guns in the United States. You know, and the connotation is, you know, white people bad, white people got guns, white people bad with guns. Well, that's one, that's not the case. That's not the case. America's gun-owning populace is becoming as diverse as the country is. And that's a splendid thing. Welcome. Welcome to my world. I'll agree with anybody out there. It's a sad testimony that we have to sit here and think about carrying guns and come up with all of these ingenious ways to do it and not impact society anymore because some of society is sort of nervous with that realization. And we do that out of consideration. But at the same time, in the same space, we've got these kind of little studies out there trying to influence things, but then occasionally they'll say the quiet part out loud where the law-abiding don't actually do anything bad. Makes me wonder sometimes. Anyway, hour number two is inbound. Coming up next is going to be Paul Markle, student of the gun. That's always a crazy time. I was having a conversation. He's coming on because of a conversation I had with him earlier today. So anyway, that's coming up next. And yeah, this is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.